Hello there, people of the world. Welcome back to another episode of Wellspring Words, the podcast with your host, Kem. This is going to be a short episode, I think. Let's see. It's just me solo, and my spirits are high today. I'm really excited about it because I'm coming off of the end of a very, I'd say meaningful. Let's start with the word meaningful. A very meaningful but intense couple of days of being just deep down under. I just started my period. We thank God. Hallelujah. Not because I thought I might be pregnant, but you know what? Like, let's reclaim that as well. But because I have just been feeling so sensitive. And for anyone who is a menstruating person who practices menstrual cycle awareness, perhaps you too feel, just before you start to bleed, this sense of sensitivity, just feeling everything, having open senses to beyond what is just physical, and maybe even having a more open emotional awareness to what's around you. So yeah, for me, I've been very deep in that. By the time this episode comes out, this time would have already passed, but what has been also occurring in the air, let's say, there was a full moon in Virgo, and the spring equinox was this weekend as well. And yeah, just been feeling all of these things happening, all of these energy shifts happening, and feels like my body was just like in the middle of the vortex, essentially. And so, yeah, I've just been waiting patiently. You got to be patient with this stuff, waiting for these feelings to pass so I could feel like a more inspired version of myself. I'm careful not to say feel like myself again, because I am still very much myself when I'm in a period of extreme sensitivity. It's just that how I approach life is different. And so in this episode, I want to talk about energy contraction, not only in periods of life, like monthly, if we're in that and if we live life that way, but also if you're a person who generally is very expressive and is very open, your boundaries are non-existent. Your energy is everywhere. I could previously identify with that, and I'm changing that identification because I realized that previous identification no longer serves how I live life most optimally. You know me, I'm so careful with my words. Like, I'm so careful with my words because words are spells. They really do dictate how we live life, and they also indicate how we are living life, you know, how we are being in life, I should say. So yeah, I guess I can talk about it from the perspective first, like the very immediate perspective of what this energy contraction has felt like in this previous menstrual cycle. And just catch yourself if you, like, observe yourself, I should say, if you are cringing when I say menstrual cycle or bleeding or any of these things. Just observe that and maybe think about where that comes from, where that cringiness comes from, or that shame. It really is shame, because when we're cringing, it's shame. That's shame, baby. Where the shame comes from and how that shame of menstrual, just menses, like, where it sits in you and how it impacts your life. Because if you're someone who's a menstruating person and you have shame around this, it's like, this is a really, really big part of how we be in life and how we move through the world. Even if we are considered to not have regular periods, or yeah, no, it still affects us. So, and if you're not a person who menstruates and you have shame around this as well, I just encourage a deeper reflection on where this shame comes from, and if that shame around menstruation is really serving you, because all those things that are shamed and suppressed and really disregarded have an incredible power. Just why would you try? And I always say this: why would you try to quell anything that doesn't have power? You just try to quell something or restrict something that has power because you want to try and tame it before it can overtake you. Anyway, moving on. How this energy contraction has felt for me in this period, which has given me a lens into how I've been consciously contracting my energy in other parts of my life. It's been interesting because what it takes for me is a lot of stepping outside of my beautiful, bright ego, my beautiful, bright persona, my beautiful, bright I self and Kem self here on planet Earth self, my identities, my attachments self, and of just observing myself, how I am with people, how I do my stuff in my life, the kind of energy that I give to the work that I do, the relationships that I have. And the big one here is the kind of energy that I receive. Because when I'm thinking about energy contraction, it's not because I don't have the capacity to person. This is my, you know, thing, my rendition of this. And if it resonates with you, wonderful. If it doesn't, wonderful as well, because maybe it'll help you to tune into what does actually make sense for you, or what is actually meaningful for you. If this right here is not like the most meaningful, I look at my energy contraction as a means of cross-referencing. I wanted to say perpendicularizing. Me and words. We're friends. You know. We play. Perpendicularizing. The energy that I give and the energy that I receive from, let's look at the relationships specifically. And this has been a huge theme in my life that like I'm playing with. So when I talk about contracting my energy, I'm feeling a lot of instability around this, around what this really means for me and how this feels for me grounded in my reality, my daily material reality right now, because I'm still learning. I'm still learning. This is like a lifetime of 20 something years of giving so much energy, so much attention, so much love, care. Yeah. Words just, and sometimes not even love, care. Just, you know, there have been times where I've just been talking out the side of my neck, not even know what I'm talking about, you know, with this kind of unconscious, but giving my energy to that and then creating all of these energy leaks in different places of my life. And now coming to understand that, wait, I'm creating a sense of tiredness within myself. I'm creating a sense of unfulfillment within myself. Unfulfillment, I guess, within myself. Because I am giving so much without, now here's the thing, like requiring that back from the places where I give the energy. And so instead of me going around and telling everybody, you need to give me more. I mean, in some cases, I have had those conversations when they have felt important to make that you know, additional energetic investment. But in many cases, it's no, I'm not doing that. I'm slowly just observing where in my relationships I have been the one fueling the relationship. And what happens if I stop the initial communication? Is there an initial communication if I'm not the one initiating? Many times there hasn't been. And moving through the grief of that, because it's grief around what I thought the relationship was, grief around the part of myself that realized that I needed to control the narrative of a relationship in order for me to feel like I actually have a loving relationship here. I mean, there's so much, there's even so much in that, but we're therapizing ourselves now, which is beautiful. That's what I do. So moving through the grief of that has also been a sticky and tricky process for me. And I'm in this place of what I can consider lucidity right now, because I've just like passed through this phase, this dark sensitive phase where asked me about it last week. Asked me about it yesterday, okay? Because I literally just started bleeding this morning. Asked me about it yesterday or last week, and I would cry telling you about some of the relationships that I no longer have that I really, really was genuinely invested in. But then I have to realize that, okay, if you're the only one invested in this relationship, are you not living an illusion about what this relationship is? Because it's a relationship with an illusion. It's not really a relationship the way that you thought it was. And that has happened on so many occasions, but I hadn't been able to see it. And so reflecting on that, because I realized my energy, I didn't feel the same energy, or my own energy felt like it was lacking. I was getting headaches. I was feeling fatigued. And after giving so much to people and holding so much space and workshops and one-on-one work with people and internship program and all these things, which I love to do, and that's where I want to really bring myself. But how can I bring myself there fully if I have all these energy leaks in other places in my life that I just haven't tended to? And so, yeah, it's been a conversation with myself over the past months about how do I come back home? I guess this is where we're returning to wholeness, right? How do I come back home to myself and realize that I need to understand how it is that I'm generating my own life force energy? One. What do I, if me and doing all the generation of my life force energy is not filling my cup 100%, to what percent do I find myself being full by my own efforts? Maybe 85, maybe 80, I don't know, maybe 70. Maybe it depends on the time of the month or the time of the year or the place that I'm in or what phase I'm in life or whatever. And then what other means do I have access to that I feel comfortable, you know, getting other support, other people, other things pouring into me? So that's some of the relationships that I have. And that's where the questioning really came. Like, which relationships am I actually getting something from? Oh, turns out I'm not getting something from that relationship, but I'm giving a whole lot. Okay, we need to dissociate somehow, or transform the relationship, or really see what is truly there underneath the narrative that I've built around this relationship. And it's been hard, yo. It's been hard because you have to be very honest with yourself when it comes to who you are in your relationships, the role that you play. Where is the life force energy in that particular entity, that separate entity from you and the other person, which is the relationship? Where does it come from? Ideally, it should come from all the parties involved, not just from one party, because then it's a real energy imbalance. So I guess a reflection question right now is, where do you sense that maybe you're giving more energy than required in a certain part of your life? Where do you sense that maybe you're giving more energy than required at a certain part of your life, in a certain place in your life? And it could just be for the moment, right? Like, we don't need to put a cap on everything. And we're not trying to say, do X, Y, Z and your life is figured out. First of all, no, it's not. Second of all, that's no fun. You know, that's no fun. And third of all, I wouldn't have anything to talk about on this podcast if we just did X, Y, Z, your life is figured out. But yeah, this thing of energy contraction is really complex. And it's making me stroke my chin hairs and look to the corner of the room in the ceiling. You know, one of those contemplative gazes. Something that I think about and tune into within myself and my physical feeling every time I'm around somebody. And even when I'm like consuming media, something that I think we kind of turn away from. And I had this feeling yesterday when I was reflecting on like the number of relationships that have severely gone down or severely like sort of dissolved or fizzled or lessened or just like faded a bit. Due to me, like, not initiating any interaction and moving past, like, the sadness, you know, there's an inherent sadness there. Moving past the sadness of that, I realize, wow, imagine all this space in life, all of this lightness, this space that I am able to experience now because I don't have all these people to keep up with and all these things to remember about people and, you know, check in on people and do all this stuff. And honestly, it wasn't really with that kind of like urgency, like, oh, I got to do this. It was out of a true, you know, yeah, I want to check in with you. I want to know what's going on. But what happens when you turn that urgency or fervency of wanting to connect with others into connecting with yourself or connecting with actually what interests you or connecting with this, like, yeah, your interest that would align you to the current, your own personal energy current that allows you to continue along the path of your life more seamlessly than trying to externalize. So that's something I'm playing with right now. And with this lucidity that I have in this moment, I'm actually very happy to be sharing my reflections on this podcast, because it helps me to really put into perspective what I've been learning. And yeah, there this is like a moment of integration. So let's just, we're keeping it 100. Like, we're keeping it real. 100 means 100. I'm sorry. I'm just too comfortable with myself right now. We're keeping it 100 right now. Like, this is, you know, fully how I feel. This is not doctored or edited stuff until I edit the podcast, and let's see what I cut out. Anyway, so yeah. And I also have no notes, so I'm really trying to like look back on the things that I previously said so I can tie full circle with this stuff. Oh yes, space, having more space in your life. And what typically happens, what I found with myself, and I know that I'm a representation of the whole, just like we are all representations in our own ways of the whole. When I have this space, because of the ways that I've decided to bring my energy back to myself, aka contract my energy, when I have all this space in my life, I realize sometimes what I've been doing is turning to like media programming, not like mass media news type stuff. No, please, I can't. I will never. It's never been my thing. But like some programs on Netflix or YouTube, and I get into it like a couple minutes, whatever, a couple, like an episode or so, and be like, I'm wasting my energy. Like I'm actually wasting it, because what I feel is happening is that I'm just pouring without any filter, any discipline, any nothing, pouring my energy into this program, and in return sucking in whatever messages that this program has. And a lot of these messages are not subliminal. They're liminal. No, they're like on the surface. They're very much, it's very clear how these programs are like controlling us essentially, and causing us to position our minds in certain ways so we follow a certain paradigm. Like, that is very clear. But like, just because I know that it's clear doesn't mean that I'm not getting sucked into it as well. But I realize, you know, snapping myself out of it, like there's no reason for me. I'm not getting anything out of this program. It's entertaining, but it's absolutely not fulfilling. Absolutely. There's no way that this thing is fulfilling, especially when I'm watching by myself. Come on. So I realize that's what's been happening initially when I recognize this space. But, you know, we're kind of conditioned to just, with any amount of space and time that we have, fill it with something, fill it with food, fill it with other people, fill it with gossiping, fill it with media, fill it with, yeah, just like stuff, just fill it with stuff in some of our lifestyles. But this is an opportunity for us to look at that space as a result of contracting our energy back into ourselves. When we remove our energy from all these factions that really don't do anything to build us, uplift us, empower us, excite us. And let me not say excite, let me say inspire, because that's different. This inspire is like excitement plus empowerment. That's the way that I see. Like motivation is also somewhere in there. But excitement is like, you can get that from any type of entertainment. It excites you. Okay, fine. I'm excited. And then, so yeah. So now when you bring that into yourself, that energy back, you realize, I have so much energy. I actually have so much energy that I can do so much with. And instead of just going and finding another avenue to pour this energy down, or another empty black vortex hole to pour this energy into, it's like, well, what can I do with it? How do I tune back into myself to know where I can reroute this energy? So now I'm learning how to, once again, because I'm learning, like it's the first time that I know about this. I'm just sort of putting vocabulary to what I've been experiencing acutely lately. I hope that makes sense. Like I've just been experiencing these things on a very conscious level lately. So I'm learning how to put vocabulary to it. Whereas I think in my whole life, this has been a thing, you know, having a lot of energy and needing to learn how to wield it in the right way, but maybe getting off track. So I've gotten off track, human being style. Hey, coming back onto my right path and my right track, What does it look and feel like to wield my energy? Wield, because I'm powerful, sorceress. Wield my energy in ways that really align with my inner purpose and my soul's calling. Yo, I'm mad clear today. Look at the way that I'm talking. Like, it feels so true to my heart, which is beautiful and amazing. But that's what happens when you're embodied, when you're really embodied and you've aligned your human self with your mind. Your ego knows it can rest because you've got this. And your soul, you trust your soul. You trust the journey that your soul is taking. And your ego doesn't have to, you know, shout at every step and say, I don't know about this. I'm not okay with this. Are you sure about this? I mean, that's how my ego be sounding sometimes. And I'm just like, you know what? I've taken a break from the day. I'm going to go to bed and just try again tomorrow, because my selves are not aligned and it's confusing the hell out of, you know, the one who's operating in this human realm. Yeah. Anyway, back to it. I'm grounded. I swear in some capacity, I'm grounded. But I think that's a topic for a different one. I don't even know if I've already spoken about that. I think I did speak about that in some one of these episodes, like being grounded and what does it mean to be grounded for you? Like, it may be different than being in a physical place, being grounded, or someone who is like a realist, you know, like really just sees things on the material level as they are. Because I'm not grounded like that. I'm grounded in a different way and I own it. And anyway, so coming back to it, this happens when you don't have notes, you know, you kind of just like go off in your own mental roller coasters. But yeah, I think that I've said some stuff here that anyone who feels, you know, who feels interested in what I've said will pick up something about contracting your energy. It's something I think we need to know how to do moving forward if we're not already a person who has, you know, a more closed energy field. And I suppose I'm talking to people who have a more open energy field, or who feel in some places in their life their energy field is super open. Like, if you're working somewhere and you find yourself just sort of people pleasing, let's call it what it is, keep people pleasing and just trying to be available all the time for everyone, or in the dating scenario where you want to make yourself available to the person you're dating, or like wanting to get to know, like, there are of course underlying reasons as to why we feel we need to do this. And part of contracting the energy is going deep within and understanding, what are these reasons? What are these reasons as to why I feel I need to always be available for these people, yet I never require them to be available for me? Or when they are available for me, I don't take it. I don't accept it. I don't see it. I don't accept the love. I don't accept their energy. I only give energy, but I'm not receiving energy. What's that about? You know? So being able to understand your own energy, how it's working, how your body is responding to whether you're giving or receiving, and your ability to give and receive and all of that stuff, it really does require a desire to go inward, and a stillness, a silence, a deceleration. It's one of the words on a card I pulled yesterday. Decelerate, which means to slow down, to not rush, to just allow things to take the time they need to take. And in this case, it means allow the internal processes, the shadow things, the hard, the dark things that are coming up, allow them to come up and be there, be present with the things that come up in the way that they do, at the rate that they do, and to become comfortable with your own ways, you know, of attending to yourself and tending to your inner garden. Because we don't know how long it's going to take to really go through the dark parts of ourselves that we've been suppressing, and the parts that have been objectively oppressed and shamed. We don't know how long it's going to take to go through all of that, or whether we're going to be able to even go through all of this in the span of our lifetimes right now. So I think it's important to become comfortable enough with ourselves that when we are experiencing these things that help us to get to know ourselves on such an intimate level, that we take our time and yeah, just find a cadence that we can feel comfortable working with, because it's just personal work. And then after and through that personal work, we come to, yes, as I said, understand who we are through all of this. And then we can begin to see how our energy is impacting our the lives around us, and actually our lives, our quality of life, what we think, how we feel, what we attract into our lives, what we produce, you know. Yeah. Anyway, that's really it. That's really it. That's what I wanted to reflect on. And I'm glad that I was able to share that with everyone, with the whole world. But specifically for those who feel there's something resonant in this message right now, I'm going to go enjoy this period, okay? Because, and all the phases to come after it before the next, I guess in another 3 weeks, I'll be in the shadows once again. There's a little bit of lunacy. I'm okay with that because I don't know. You just need to be light about these things if you can. If you can manage to be light about some of these things and just like enjoy the processes of it. There has been so much understanding that has come from the end of this previous cycle. So much deep understanding. And I think that's why I'm out on the other side feeling so good. I did not abandon myself in this previous cycle. I was really present with myself and how I was feeling and what I was perceiving and what I was sensing. I was there. I observed. I wrote down, you know, what I felt. I expressed when I needed to express. I just listened and I went through it. I went through it. I didn't try to, you know, mask anything or avoid anything, because I had done that in the past. Come on. As human style, man. But what does it really get you? It gets you feeling more and more like dreading yourself, dreading these experiences that you have with yourself in life. No, please, I cannot. I don't want it. So just trying things differently. I mean, all of this is really just saying like, try it differently for yourself. Like no one else is going to be able to have these very intimate experiences with you, for you. So anyway, enough preaching. I'm done. And also I'm really hungry. So I'm gonna go make some food and enjoy the rest of my day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being present here and enjoying my conversation with myself, essentially. If you wanna stay in tune with me and Kem and all the stuff that I'm doing here at Wellspring Words, you can stay in contact on Instagram at Wellspring Words. Share your thoughts. If you want to get in touch more formally or, you know, whatever, send an email, bewell@wellspringwords.love. And yeah, send this episode to a friend. Subscribe, rate the podcast, share, all these things. And I will catch you in the next episode. Ciao, ciao.